Resorts World Las Vegas named in racketeering lawsuit filed in federal court. Resorts World Las Vegas is facing an amended federal lawsuit accusing the property of operating a racketeering enterprise tied to illegal gambling activity. The case, filed in U.S. District Court in Nevada, seeks treble damages and a jury trial, with plaintiffs alleging the resort enabled criminal conduct while prioritizing profit. The complaint names multiple defendants, including Resorts World Las Vegas, its parent company Genting Berhad, and former executive Scott Sabella. High-profile attorney David Chesnoff and several other individuals are also listed in the filing, which spans more than 100 pages and outlines a range of alleged misconduct. According to the lawsuit, the resort knowingly allowed individuals linked to illegal gambling, fraud, and other criminal activity to operate within the casino. Plaintiffs argue that leadership changes at the property have not addressed what they describe as long-standing practices tied to anti-money laundering failures. The case comes as Resorts World has recently positioned itself as a key player in the revival of the North Strip, outlining plans to support growth and visitor traffic in the area. Claims linked to gambling losses and retaliation. The case brings together three plaintiffs with separate claims. Professional gambler Robert Cipriani alleges he was falsely arrested and later banned from the property after cooperating with investigators examining money laundering activity. He claims the fallout damaged his reputation and resulted in significant financial losses. Another plaintiff, James Russell, accuses the resort of shielding a fraudster who allegedly owed him millions of dollars, allowing those funds to be gambled away at the casino. A third plaintiff, Andrew Cheng Dao Du, says he was dismissed from his role in casino security after reporting suspected violations involving customers. The lawsuit frames these incidents as part of a broader pattern, alleging retaliation and preferential treatment toward high-value gamblers regardless of the source of their funds. Wider context around compliance issues. The filing also references previous regulatory action involving the property, including a $10.5 million settlement with the Nevada Gaming Control Board tied to anti-money laundering violations. That case led to the loss of Scott Sabella's gaming license and added scrutiny to the casino's compliance practices. Among the individuals referenced in the lawsuit is Matthew Bowyer, a bookmaker linked to a high-profile betting case involving an associate of MLB player Shohei Ohtani. The complaint describes a network of figures allegedly connected through gambling activity at the property. Casino response and next steps. Resorts World has not commented on the amended filing, though a previous statement described earlier claims as an attempt to attract attention and seek compensation. The company said it would defend itself against what it called a meritless action. The case now moves forward under federal racketeering statutes, which allow for more serious damages if claims are proven. As proceedings develop, attention will focus on whether the plaintiffs can substantiate allegations that extend beyond individual disputes into systemic failures within one of Las Vegas's newest major casino properties.